Well, 6 years ago, my dear friend Brian Edwards and her husband David lost their little boy at 10 and a half months to SIDS. They brought him to daycare. The daycare provider laid him down for a nap like she did any other day, and he didn't wake up. It's kind of the scary thing with SIDS is there's not a lot of warning signs or anything like that. Typically, it's lay the child down for a nap and they just don't wake up.
Do you have any idea how prevalent SIDS is in our area?
You know what? I guess I don't know the statistics for sure, but I have learned since experiencing this with a dear friend that it's a lot higher than what I had ever realized. A lot of people are affected in our area by it.
And do we have a SIDS organization in Sioux Falls?
South Dakota. Brian and David, after losing Lachlan, learned that South Dakota didn't have a local chapter or state chapter. And so they began Lock's Legacy, which is the program of the CJ Foundation, which is the National SIDS Foundation.
And what does that foundation do?
The CJ Foundation is really instrumental in raising money and raising awareness of SIDS. They've funded a lot of research projects. The majority of research has been funded through the CJ Foundation. They're working hard on trying to figure out how and why this is happening so that no other families have to experience this.
Is there some kind of counseling as well?
Yeah, and that's what Bree and David spend the majority of their dollars on, is, you know, helping families in South Dakota cope with this. Bree's excellent at, she sends out a care package to a family as soon as she learns of the news. Everything from children's books to music and CDs, contact information of support groups, good counselors and things like that for people to visit with. So
if I need to get in touch with SIDS, is there, or the SIDS group in South Dakota, is there a way to do that?
Yeah, Lock's Legacy website is probably the best way to do it. Bree's got a lot of great information. She's got some good contact stuff up there, too.
Coming up this Saturday, Run for Their Lives. Tell us about Run for Their Lives,
Sarah. Run for Their Lives is in our sixth year of existence. Shortly after Lachlan passed away, Bree decided that she needed to do something to invest her heartbreak. And so she decided to start this Lock's Legacy Foundation, and we decided to kick it off with a run. And we have tried everything from a half marathon. We're now just kind of down to a 5K. It seems like that's the biggest group of people who are excited to get out and do a road race. So what we do with that, it's a little bit different than your traditional road race. We have the entire course is lined with pictures of babies. You know, the big posters, the campaign-type signs that you stick in the ground. Babies in South Dakota who have lost their lives. Babies as recent as just the last couple of months, as far back as 25 years. And it's really a moving event. It's a very family-oriented event. A lot of families who have lost a child will attend with, you know, their large group of people. We also do a silent auction with it, with some really neat gifts. And that's a great way for us to help raise money and awareness towards this.
How do I get involved?
Come the morning of the race and sign up.
Okay.
Sertoma Park at 9:15 a.m. is when the kids' one-mile race starts. At 10 a.m., we'll do a moment of silence and release our balloons with our personal messages written up to heaven to our babies. And then we'll kick off the 5K at about five after 10, and then the silent auction will wrap up about a half hour after the 5K completes.
So. It's a fundraiser. Where does the money go?
Most of the money stays local. It stays for families, helps, you know, pay for the counseling and the bereavement. Also education. A lot of parents don't know the right way to put a baby to sleep, the things that you can do to help prevent SIDS. And so Bree spends a lot of her energy on trying to teach new parents what to do and how there are things that you can do to help lower the chances of that happening. And then also she gives a little bit of the money back to that National CJ Foundation to go towards the research so that we can figure out a way so no other family has to suffer.